Hello and welcome to Downloads from God. I am your host, Andrea Lendy, sharing a daily meditation and prayer. Whatever time of day this message finds you, I pray it blesses you. So relax and take a deep breath in, release, and open your spirit to this message. Today's passage comes out of the book of John, chapter 9, verses 1 through 3. I'll be reading out of the Amplified Bible to help with deeper meaning and context. Okay, John 9, 1 through 3. As he passed along, he noticed a man blind from his birth. His disciples asked him, "Rabbi, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he should be born blind?" And Jesus answered, "It was not this man or his parents sinned, but he was born blind in order that the workings of God should be manifested, displayed, and illustrated in him." Well, God's ways are not our ways. We simply cannot understand the higher workings of our Lord. Even his disciples, who went and spent every waking hour with Jesus, did not have a full understanding of the Lord's ways. They asked whose sin caused this blind man's condition. He was forced to beg because he had no means of taking care of himself. We see the homeless today begging for money. We know they are hurting. There are extremely cold nights and extremely hot days that they endure out in the elements. Most look emaciated because they don't have the means to care for themselves in a healthy way. I'm sure there are struggles far too deep that we will never understand about their plight. The same thing goes for the blind man in this story. And every single person has struggles and untold sufferings. We may wonder, why me? What have I done to deserve this? Maybe we even think our past sins and wonder if that is why our plight is the way it is. But Jesus said, "It was not this man or his parents sinned, but he was born blind in order that the workings of God may be manifested, displayed, and illustrated in him." Maybe there is a miracle awaiting our situation. God desires to show himself to us in magnificent ways. He desires the deepest parts of us and wants to show himself to us. He works in our circumstances to bring us closer to him. Whatever our circumstances are, he is close to us. He surrounds us with his love. Today, I choose to believe in his miraculous power and believe he is able and wanting to heal me in every way. May you find that his miraculous is upon you. Blessings be to you. And our prayer. O Lord, my God, thank you for every miracle you have so freely done in my life. Thank you for slowing down my life inside of illness so that I could reach for you and find you. Thank you for healing every cell in my body. Thank you for healing my spirit and growing my character. Thank you for showing me my faults, quickly forgiving me, and then changing my soul. You are the great I am. You, Lord, desire every minute that I spend with you. Help me continue to reach for you in every way. Help me bend to your will. Ready me for your service. Increase my faith and infuse your wisdom into my heart. May your grace be upon me, Father. May your mercy flow over me and your peace fill my soul. Help me bless someone today, Lord. Thank you for hearing my prayer. And I heard back from him, "I am the great physician and will heal all that come to me." And my response back, "Thank you, most gracious and magnificent Lord." Amen.